Open Language 英语，
潘吉接力告诉你。
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 那今天呢，我们的节目要讲讲啊，美国人他学不学外语 ？How Americans learn foreign languages. 那今天John 他潘吉还是不在，但今天我有一个新的朋友 Jason. Jason 你好。
你好 ，How are you doing today?
我今天很好。你也是美国人嘛，对不对
？Yes, I'm American.
然后呢，我为什么会让 Jason 来讲今天的这个 topic？ 因为他。你能讲几种语言啊
About 7 or 8 languages.
七八种语言 which makes him very rare in the States. 因为美国人学外语的激情热情真的不是那么高。所以你当然除了你的母语 native language, English 之外你还会讲什么
I can speak Japanese, Chinese, Spanish, French, Portuguese,Arabic and a few other languages here and there.
Why? Why did you learn so many languages?
Because I like it.
是他的兴趣啊。其实这个就是等一下我要讲到美国人学习语言，可能就是 native English speaker 学习语言和我们 non-native speaker English speaker 学习语言这种出发点的不同啊。那因为英语它是很重要的一个professional skill almost, 对吧？职场的技能，你英语好了以后，你可能这个路会更加的宽广，然后你的前景会更加光明。所以全世界 non-native English speaker 呢，大家都是要 invest 很多时间、精力和钱去学英语。可是当你已经很 lucky, 你是一个 native English speaker 的时候，其实你学其他语言的这个迫切性和动力不是那么的强 ,right?、
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you need to speak Spanish or Chinese to get a better job, not necessarily so. 那但是 Jason, 其实美国的这个 foreign language education 也是很多小孩在学校里就会开始的是吧
Yeah, usually everyone starts studying a language when they're 11, 12, 13 years old.
就差不多是在 middle school.
Exactly, middle school.
初中会开始啊。你知道我们在中国啊，小孩子有些三岁就去 Disney English, 就去学英语了。然后就差不多现在很多幼儿园都会有英语课，然后我们肯定从小学就会开始学英语。那你们这个学外语的时候啊，通常你们有很多的 choice, 对不对？就是说我可以选不同的语言。
Usually we don't have that much choice. And most places in the United States, you can only choose between Spanish and French. Sometimes you get a couple other languages, but usually it's just Spanish or French.
Really?
Yeah.
只能选它，如果我要学外语的话，选择只有西班牙语和法语。那我们每天在中国看新闻说我们中文在外国现在很 popular, 有很多的美国人要学中文啊。
I think more and more recently you can study Chinese, but it's only at some high schools that you have that.But at universities, you have every language, including Chinese, always.
对，其实这个汉语热啊，全球的汉语热，肯定是现在它的增长是最快的。但是呢，比如你看美国，就是学中文的人群，比如在中小学、高中学中文的人群和学这个特别是西班牙语的比起来还是很少很少很少、
mm-hmm.
So most people, maybe 70-80% of students who do choose to study a foreign language would choose Spanish, right?
Yeah, maybe 60-70%、and then the rest is French.
那我先问你一下啊，就是 Do you have to study a foreign language in middle school or you can just not do it?
Usually most high schools require that you study at least 1, 2, maybe 3 years.So everyone has to study a little bit, but a lot of people only study for 2 years and they don't really learn that much.
对，而且很多是很混的，是不是？就是为什么很多人会选西班牙语？因为对于如果英语是你的母语来说 ，learning Spanish or even French is a lot easier than saying learning Chinese.
Much
对不对
easier, much much easier.
为什么这么多人会去选比如西班牙语一个呢是和他母语比较接近这个语系啊学起来比较轻松那另外还有一个就是美国现在的这个人口的构成啊你们的 population 有 越来越多的墨西哥人啊，就是 from Latin America, 对吧
Exactly, more and more in many places in the United States, especially in big cities、mm. and in areas near the border with Mexico, you hear Spanish everywhere.
对，就是你们的这个叫 Hispanic population 啊，这个拉美地方的这个人现在在美国越来越多，所以很多美国人会觉得我学点西班牙语，其实 it's not necessarily they need to go and live or work in Mexico.
No.
But it makes their life easier in the United States because maybe they have a gardener who's from Mexico or they work with people who are Hispanic, right?
In many places in the United States, you can speak Spanish every day.You can hear Spanish on the radio, there are Spanish TV, there are Spanish movies, there are Spanish advertisements, everything.
西班牙语的这种影响，它的语言和文化的影响在美国已经是越来越大了啊。嗯、那其实在美国你们学的这个西班牙语是偏 Mexican, 对吧？不是那种 European Spanish.
Exactly. Usually it's Mexican or Central American Spanish, not Spanish from Spain.
我自己不会说西班牙语，但是听说这个其中的区别还是蛮大的啊，就是拉美系的西班牙语和欧洲西班牙的西班牙语还是有点不一样的。
Mm-hmm.
那 Jason, 我想问你一下，你当时在 middle school 是学西班牙语吗？
对 ，Yes, I started in middle school.
你学西班牙语，然后你们这个上课是一周，比如有一次课一个小时、两个小时，还是每天都有啊？
Usually, it's you have class every single day for about 1 hour, 45 minutes to 1 hour.
哦呦，那还蛮 intensive 的。
Yeah, usually it's a class that you have every day.
So theoretically, you could learn a lot.
In theory, you could, but many people don't learn that much.
那你们的老师，就是因为在中国，比如我们学英语，我们有要考四级啊，考六级啊，考试，就是它是很 test driven、
mm-hmm.
然后我们就是会要背很多的vocabulary, 然后要背 grammar rules, 但最后我们都不会说英语，我们说这是哑巴英语。
Mm-hmm.
那在你们学西班牙语的时候，你们是比较注重说，还是说你们也是要背单词，背语法这种？
It's a little bit of both. We still do lots of memorization, memorizing vocabulary, memorizing grammar.
所以中国的朋友 don't feel too bad. 美国人也是这样的。
It's similar, but we have a little bit more watching TV shows or listening to music or doing games. But usually people who study Spanish or French in high school oftentimes can't speak Spanish or French that well.
所以跟咱们中国也是一样的 yeah, 他们学半天也是这种什么哑巴西班牙语
yeah, yeah, yeah.
对其实传统的语言学习真的就是那个在方法上面会比较比较重阅读背诵然后比较轻这个口语而且口语因为你真的要有那个语言环境去说去练那可能你一个老师然后一个班几十个学生所以大家没有办法 speak、
mm-hmm.
对吧
exactly
那其实在美国我觉得对于学外语来说呢就是虽然就像 Jason 说的high school 啊都有 requirements 所以很多人都会去学一点但其实真正能够有这个语言能力的有这个 language proficiency 的人也不是很多啊。那你觉得在美国比如你去找工作然后你有一些 foreign language skill 这个会有用吗
Yeah.
How useful is that?
It's sometimes useful. I think in many jobs you don't need that many languages, but in most places in the United States, if you can speak some Spanish, it can help you a lot. In general though,In the United States, because there aren't that many people that speak foreign languages, if you can speak a foreign language, it's seen as very...
好像你很特别，你很聪明的，是不是
？You're very smart, you're very special, you are different from other people.
对，我觉得真的就是，在美国，特别我们看一个 generation, 不同年纪的人语言学习的一个转变啊，可能就是现在五六十岁的那种人，当时外语教育还不是很普及，所以那个时候学外语的人通常第一数量很少，而且第二他们就是把这个当做一个很精英的一个
exactly,
事情
exactly.
对 very elitist、
mm-hmm.
所以那个时候很多人他学的外语是法语就是很高级、mm-hmm. 很有文化对不对
and now it's more Spanish it's changed from French being very popular to Spanish being very popular
And of course Chinese.
And Chinese as well.
就是因为看到中国现在经济很好嘛，所以很多美国人，特别我觉得在大学啊，他会，如果他要学个 foreign language, 他会学中文这样，对吧？
Exactly.
那也有一些人他会选择一些什么 strategic language.
Exactly, exactly.
因为美国好像国防部他有那个拨款的，就是在不同的高校里面建立那种 language learning program, 比如他就是希望人家学什么阿拉伯语啊、mm-hmm. 啊，学一些就是对美国战略像 important 重要的语言、
yeah.
好，那其实我觉得很多，因为我自己还有一份工作就是教这个外国人中文嘛，然后我从05年就开始做那个那一部分的这个公司，然后也做得很好，就看到很多美国人其实他真的不需要学中文，就是说这个跟他的工作也没有密切的关系，他住在美国，他也不是常来中国，但很多人会觉得这是他自己很享受的事情，是他的一个兴趣，对吧？
嗯哼、mm-hmm.
所以他们会认为这是一个 hobby, 然后是那种什么 personal growth, 对吧 ?personal development.
Exactly. And so there are lots of people in the United States who love learning languages like me, but in general, it's not something that you have to do.
对对对。但是 the world is changing, Jason. You never know.
Oh, I know, I know. It's changing very
Maybe
fast.
Maybe Chinese would be the lingua franca.
We'll see, right?
好，那谢谢你今天跟我们分享你自己这个 language learning 的经历哦。然后呢，下一次的节目 ，Jason 也会跟我们讲到一个很有意思的 topic， 就是美国非常牛的一个 state， 它的 home state California.
Indeed, California.
对，我们下次再见。See you next time.
Bye bye.